Wednesday, December 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Tit for tat is the road to Hades. The Biden administration is adding sanctions on Russia and China as penalties for conduct the United States says that we should not and cannot abide. His decree for a diplomatic boycott on attending the Olympics in China is another tit that will be responded to by China in another tat. I noted bipartisan support for this boycott as the acrimony against China is supported by the U.S. public. There is a list of grievances against China for human rights to intellectual property theft with a dozen other things in between. Some are threatened by the economic success of China, seeing that as a national security threat. Of course, also at the top of the list is Taiwan, which China claims is a wayward province of its country that, if challenged on this, has become the bright red line that, if crossed, that they would go to war over. I do not think that anyone doubts this. Its public is strongly behind its party on the issue of Taiwan. China has moved to expand its hegemony in the South China Sea, though it has not reached nearly the level of the hegemony that we have in the Gulf of Mexico. Many claim great offense is being committed there. China became part of the global supply chain that is the low-cost producer of many goods that now wait a berth to unload at not only U.S. ports, but those around the world. They were penalized with tariffs predicated on the belief that this trade was unfair. Whatever action that the United States and allies take to chastise China, they have made it clear that they will respond in kind. In my opinion, China has not raised the ante for whatever penalty was applied to them beyond what could be considered an equal response. We put tariffs on them and they responded on tariffs on our soybeans and so on. Maybe the tit for tat did not start soon enough, so China got away with more than it should have for too long, making it harder to catch up now without overreaching our response, to which they too will overreach. We are now on the road of exchanging tit for tats with China, and that road leads to a conflagration between two very strong nations at some point. We have been shifting our military forces towards Southern Asia to counter what is perceived as a threat from China to expand its power in that region of the world. China's foreign policy outside their region has been to greatly expand their influence in Africa through aid and investment, as well as invest with their Belt and Road infrastructure plan to integrate their supply chain connection to Europe. These two are seen by China hawks as tits that we must respond to with tats. When they build an inferior aircraft carrier as a tat, we build two that could very well be the dreadnoughts that are obsolete in warfare before the champagne bottle breaks on their bows. We are exerting our right of freedom of navigation of the sea sailing under China's nose. We are expanding military bases in the Pacific, in Japan, Guam, Australia, and the Indian Ocean, while bolstering Taiwan's defense resources. They see these actions as tits that they must respond to with tats. It takes two to tit and tat so that China and the United States are sharing the road. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. I wish that we did not have to politicize everything. In my better world, the Olympics is something that should be held above politics. It is not the first time that the Olympics was drug into the political arena, but I am sad that we did it. Yet Biden's diplomatic boycott of the Olympics to be held in China was broadly supported here in the United States. My opinion, seemingly in the minority, is that it is wrong. It is just another tit that will be responded to by another tat from China that will produce nothing positive and create another opportunity for us to respond with another tat to whatever tit they respond with. It will produce no positive response from China but meet some political need here for domestic consumption. The U.S. and China instead needs to sit down in a major summit and actually talk to one another instead of throwing spitballs at each other with insults that could evolve into punches. Instead, both China and the United States are moving strategic resources against one another that will escalate the acrimony building between us. We need to build our relationship instead of throw gravel into its gears. I do not know the temperance in China, but I do not see the will here in the United States to de-escalate the conflict. Public sentiment in the United States has grown more anti-China, which is the direction that it was led. We are pretty helpless in the ag sector to these political conflicts, as we have suffered in the past from being used as soft weapons that only shoot ourselves in the foot. Attention grows to where someone miscalculates, someone overreacts, someone exerts hubris, or someone simply trips by accident and the guns go off. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.